In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani discuss 19th century piano music.
Let's consider the piano music being written and enjoyed in Vienna early in the 19th century. We have Hummel, a student of Mozart, writing music which is elegant, full of pearly runs, fluent, harmless, entertaining. We have Moscheles, we have Czerny, who was also a piano pedagogue. They all write sweet-natured, empty music, entertainment music. There are rivers and rivers of this pleasing, feathery music, and we can have a little taste of it by listening to duo piano piece by Czerny, which was recently played on our series, Close Encounters with Music, by Vasily Primakov and Natalia, his friend. Beethoven enters the scene like a bull into a china shop. Unexpected dissonances, explosive accents, terrifying crescendos, subitos, violent outbursts of chords. Instead of tickling the ears, he hits the piano so powerfully that not only strings snap, but hammers break.
Really?
Yeah.
When you think of Beethoven, I don't think people think that he's a guy who destroys his pianos.
Well, yeah. There was a lot of violent energy in his music. His last three sonatas were composed for a different piano, the English piano Broadwood, which was given to him as a gift, with added keys in the bass and more forceful sound and action. Because the pianos until this point, historically, were very weak. They didn't have the sonority that the Steinway today would give you. This coincided with the overthrowing of Napoleon's representatives in Germany, in all the German states, the principalities, and the rise of a cultural self-assertion and nationalism. Of course, we said it before, it was very much a romantic phenomenon, and it had its effect on language. They were trying to Germanize the vocabulary. So Beethoven designates these three sonatas, instead of for piano forte, which is the Italian, he calls them three sonatas for Hammerklavier. Mm. And that's the origin of the name, the Hammerklavier, because it was written for this new, more powerful piano. To illustrate the shattering effect, the wrecking of the old order of this pearly salon tradition by Beethoven, let's listen to the scherzo from his quartet, Opus 131. Very late Beethoven, he's by now completely deaf. This piece erupts with a cello barking a little phrase, and I mean it. The cello is really barking a phrase. Then there's silence. Then the violins pick it up. The fiddles go on with it. It is one of the most daring, one of the zaniest pieces he has written, with wicked, sardonic humor. There's parody in it. We have here for the first time a certain sound effect that usually is used later on by Bartok and contemporary composers, where you put the bow on purpose, off focus, too close to the bridge, and you get a hissing sound. It's called sul ponticello, on the bridge. Snapping pizzicatos, directly linking to Bartok. Thank you. By the way, the first movement of this quartet, Opus 131, was the last request of Schubert as he lay dying. He asked to listen to this music, not to this violent movement, but to the opening, which is serene and otherworldly.
That was Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.